Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Well, call what you want. Another one of these crazy fourth quarter, now overtime comebacks.
Divine intervention.
OB's going to call it divine intervention.
That's what this game was called, divine intervention.
Hampton OB sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. 22-16. The Bears score 19 points in the fourth quarter and the overtime and overcome the Green Bay Packers 22-16 to put a stranglehold on the NFC North.
Green Bay totally and completely outplayed the Bears.
Easily. For most of the game.
Absolutely. But there's 60 minutes in a game. For 58 minutes, oh my God. And their number one quarterback, Love, goes down early in the game. And the kid that came in, he has played 13 plays up until this game when he had to come in replace of Love. Willis, I'm talking about, their quarterback. Totally outplays our guy basically the whole game. And then divine intervention happens. And I said in that room to Dan and to Andy, I said, this is another miracle finish. Watch and see. It's going to be another miracle finish.
You know, I don't always agree with this guy here next to me. But, guys,
Did I not say that?
You basically did. And I got to tell you, I was so – Andy will tell you, I was angry whole game because of the fact – that we were letting, what's the guy's name? Emmanuel Wilson and Malik Willis basically own us. They went up and down the field. They owned the ball. And all we kept doing is making stupid mistakes, penalties. And divine intervention.
Divine intervention. Trust me.
And you know what, folks? Give us a call. If you have a different version of this, but I've watched an awful lot of football in my life, and I got to tell you, the way we were able to snatch a victory out of this garbage bag of a game, the two things that jump out at me is, and you mentioned it, Malik Willis comes in and it makes these throws and puts the Packers up, and we have to, I mean. What are the chances of getting an onside kick? They're only about 7% possible in the NFL this year.
I don't even think it's that much, Dan.
7% chance of getting, but Romeo Doubs was loading his pants up there. I mean, he was scared to death when everybody was coming at him, and he just coughed it up. But to get the ball and then go down and be able to score on the fourth down situation, throwing it to a rookie that had never been a part of an NFL game for an amazing touchdown catch in the corner of the end. Folks, I got to tell you, and you said it early on, OB, all these last minute comebacks, all these instances where we were able to win games with no time on the, something's going on, and I didn't believe it was going to happen, but my God, my eyes showed me that it happened. And there is a quote, OB, that, and you got to give Ben Johnson credit. I mean, for 58 minutes, Jeff Hafley owned him, had his pants pulled down. Our offense was just inept. But somehow, some way, but the point I was going to make is Ben Johnson has always kind of maintained, I am teaching this team to be able to have poise late in games and do what's necessary to win. And my God, have you ever seen a better display of poise under fire than what we saw the last 2 minutes of the game?
Danny.
It was incredible.
Danny, it's the bounce of the ball, the calls by the refs. This is a miracle season. I've said it earlier. It's what has been going on here. Our quarterback gets outplayed, and I'll tell you, somehow, some way, I don't know, he stays in a game, and they come back with, I mean, the bounce of the ball, the calls of the refs, I mean, an onside kick recovery, Dan, would you? 7% chance of that happening. And it happened. And that's what happens. And I couldn't. This game just hit me right between Willis, their backup quarterback, again, who only played in 13 plays all year, totally and completely outplayed our bazillion-dollar quarterback. That's not even open for discussion. And it's unbelievable what happened out there. That's why when I saw the different things that happened at the end, only one statement, divine intervention. and I'm not kidding.
Guys, just think about this. In the pregame, I said anything other than a win is unacceptable.
Correct.
And to their credit, as bad as our defense played most of the game, and they kept us in it. I mean,
about our offense?
Oh, and it was inept as well. But somehow, some way, how did this happen? And I got to tell you, we've had some squeakers this year, and in my mind, I could see, okay, this was going to happen, and this is the way. But to what we saw and witnessed tonight on the lakefront, I won't forget this game for a long, long time. And
I've seen Dan coaches fired.
Yeah.
For the very same thing what happened out here, what Green Bay's head coach did. Okay? I've seen people fired for how this game went down for the Packers. You know, we were not in this game, Dan. We couldn't convert on third down. We couldn't score touchdowns. We couldn't take control of the game. Offensively or defensively, totally outcoached, totally outplayed, and somehow we come down to another miracle finish. I can't get by it.
Unbelievable. And, you know, DJ Moore had the penalty on that last drive. He was kind of loafing. He wasn't back fast enough. He didn't get set. But then he makes that amazing catch in the end zone as the clincher. I got to tell you, I'm just shaking my head.
How the hell do you not – how do you not – get that ball, keep it, tuck it in. How do you not? And I'm telling you, there's something really going on here. Very, very strange. The winning percentage, folks, of the teams that we have played this year is only 39%. Only 39%. I mean, we can't beat winning teams. And when we do, what we did tonight, it's a miracle. I don't know what the hell else you call it. It's a football miracle.
It really was. And there's no question about it. But you know what? The amazing thing is, in the past, I've seen teams pull off something like this, and it gives them a vibe that makes you start saying, hey,
why
you
not?
Know, why did you play dead for 58 minutes? But more importantly,
this has been going on all year, Dan.
But you know what? And I hope we don't become almost jaded into thinking, hey, you know, it's like in basketball, we can be down 10 and Michael Jordan's going to win it in the last 5 minutes. I mean, that's not the way this works. Most of the time, it doesn't work like that. But my God, hey, tip of the cap to the Bears making the plays when all else, you know, said doom, they were able to find a way to make the plays. It was amazing.
All right, we're going
to
take a timeout and kind of regroup here. The Bears win at 22-16 in overtime at Soldier Field. There are now three teams that have clinched the playoff spot in the NFC. It's the Seahawks, the Eagles, and the Rams. The Bears can be in if the Steelers beat the Lions tomorrow. And right now, the playoff probability after that win for the Bears tonight is 94%. So making the playoffs for the first time technically since 2020, realistically since 2018, 2020, the shortened season with the pandemic, and they expanded the playoffs, so it counts, but it doesn't count. But we'll break it.
Astonishing thing real quickly here. Totally and completely outplayed for 58 minutes.
Yeah, if I didn't see it with my own two eyes, I don't know if I would have believed you guys if you told me that they won.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. That's why I use the term I use.
Yep. All right. 312-981.
That's why they sell tickets.
They do.
You can't believe what's going to happen.
That's why they play the games. 312-981-7200. That's our phone number. Light those phone lines up. We'll get to them right after this timeout. Happen OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. The rookie who made his first NFL catch tonight, Jahadi Walker. Hey, two guys down, next man up. Jahadae Walker with the touchdown that sends the game into overtime. The Bears eventually win it 22-16. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. I'm looking at the replays. I'm hearing the replays courtesy of Fox, and it's still kind of weird to even watch the fact that they had won this game.
Well, Caleb Williams was 19 of 34, 250 yards, with a quarterback rating of 98.9. Now, that sounds really good. But, folks, Malik Willis was the hero of the game until the last seconds. He had a quarterback rating of 142.8. Yeah, you know, once again, our quarterback was outplayed, but he made those two throws, the one for the touchdown in the corner to Walker, and then the one to Moore for the win. And I got to tell you, let's get to the phones, because I can't believe what I saw.
Well, just real quickly here, Dan, third down efficiently for us. Efficiency, we were 2 of 11. We only converted two times on third down, and that's 18%. And guess what, folks? We had 10 penalties and 105 yards. Those two stats alone tell you you lose. And guess what? Up popped the miracle.
All right, let's head out to the south side of Chicago and welcome in Daniel. Daniel, you're up with Ant-Man OB. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, guys. So listen, Dan, you know I love you, because you know you're one of my favorite tackles of all time. OB, you got to leave Caleb alone. Caleb marched the team down the field on the first drive. Who? And Ben Johnson decides to call some stupid college wildcat play that we all know is not going to work. If you just go for a run, you probably get the first down. So you go for some stupid college play, some stupid trick play, and that kills the momentum. Ben, as you've been calling all along, Ed, he never uses the tight ends the way he needs to. He doesn't establish the run game the way he needs to. And then it's just poor coaching. Why didn't someone tell Austin Booker, hey, look here, you cannot hit this guy. You got to wrap him up, make him call in the grass. So Caleb marches the team down the field. Once again, he saved Ben Johnson, because Ben Johnson lost that last game in Green Bay when he mismanaged the clock. I'm not saying that Caleb doesn't have his fault. But Ed, you're talking about his bazillion-dollar contract. No, he's on a rookie contract, Ed. It's negotiated by the players' union. And I'm starting to think you just don't like the kid. I don't want to say why, because I want to stop listening to the station.
Daniel, thank you. You made a lot of good points. And you know what? Again, what a shame it would have been if the whole night would have collapsed and everybody would have been talking about that high school play, you know, snapping it between Cole Komet's legs and over the top of Menagai. You know, thankfully, you know, that is now just a bad memory. But the thing about Caleb, that throw to the corner of the end zone for Walker, he was in almost a dead full backpedal and still put it in a perfect place for the receiver to catch. How many quarterbacks can be backpedaling full speed and throw it in those conditions, wind, all that stuff, and put it on the dime? I got to tell you, like I've always said, the upside of this kid is humongous. Now, your point about the running game not being, you know, able to support the passing game.
Menagai can run with anybody.
No question about it. But, you know, for whatever reason, our offense, and your point about the first drive. The first drive was a masterpiece. We get the ball after they can't convert on fourth down, and we go right down the field. I mean, it was surgical. I wrote down surgical on my paper because, I mean, it was like, okay, we're going to take you guys to the woodshed. And then, of course, that bomb of a trick play blew up in our face, and it was almost like everybody went into a shell for the next, 45 minutes. Yeah. And nothing really good happened. And OB's point about third down, and you can't hide from it. 2 of 11 on third down. Folks, you got to put that on the quarterback. That's his job. His job is to convert on third down.
All right, let's go back out to the phones. Let's go to Mount Prospect. This is Adam. Frank. Frank, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Yes, hey, Dan. Good evening to you and your buddy over there. Hey, I'm a little pissed on the referees on the calls where our guy gets nailed from the back. I think it was
DJ Moore got hit, yeah.
And he gets clobbered from the back, no flag. And there's a guy's got guys in the face, no flag. Unbelievable. And Allen, I bitched about him before, Dan. Oh, he won't call any blitzes.
Well, and again, we talked in the pregame how he got eight alive up in Green Bay. Jordan Love was 7 of 7 on the blitzes, hitting the guy in the slot 7 out of 7 times, and just basically wore us out. So tonight, it was completely different. The defensive line did essentially nothing all night. I was screaming at Robinson and Montez Sweat was AWOL. He was out. He wasn't even on the field.
He was invisible.
All night until finally the sack at the very end of the half at the end of the game. Other than that, he essentially might as well have been sitting next to me because he didn't make an impact. All I can tell you is this. Sooner or later, people will start thinking, hey, guess what? All we got to do is nickel and dime this defense because they don't have a pass rush. And tonight, the Packers took us down the field. The first drive was 12 plays. The next one was 14. The next one was 15. And even though they only got 6 points out of it, thankfully, Nashon Wright had that strip at the 3-yard line. I got to tell you, how did we win this game, OB?
I'm sticking to my story. Fine intervention. I don't know how in the hell you can. I mean, everything in the last 2 minutes, it was just unbelievable to see what happened with the calls by the refs, the bounce of the ball. My God, an onside kick that takes a miracle to get that on an onside kick, next to a miracle, and it happened, and they're winning. And they keep coming up with these unbelievable finishes and all the calls. And it, like I've been saying, everything's going their way. There's something really going on here. And I'll tell you what, we got to go to Frisco next weekend. And then we come back home again to play Detroit. And who's to say the same things just might happen again, Danny? This year has been all unbelievable. I search for words sometimes to see how in the hell is it that we're winning these games. And today, I just popped up with divine intervention. I don't know where the hell else to go, tell you the truth.
All I can tell you is, you know, the 49ers were watching this, and they know when they show up to practice this week, they better have their A game because this Bear team, they don't quit. They don't quit. I mean, I gave them zero chance midway through the fourth quarter because they had been outplayed so badly.
I thought that they would win this game in a walk. I thought the Bears would really thump the Green Bay Packers. Playing here at home, everything's going their way, and I thought they would tear the Packers apart for 4 quarters.
All right, first half hour down. We got an hour to go. We'll be with you until midnight here tonight, 312-981-7200. If you're there on hold, please stick with us.
Yeah, thank you, callers. Stay up with us.
We'll get to you after the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming your way next. 22-16, Bears get the win over the Packers in overtime. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hey, football fans. He's back, longtime sponsor, nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich.
Vuk!
For all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk.
Call the Vuk!
At jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side. Right there are game-changing moments. The Mueller Auto Group game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships with locations in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville. And yeah, 8%, 7%, whatever the chance was, it was below 10%, for goodness sakes.
No,
and the Bears somehow get it.
And, you know, for 3 quarters, OB, we were basically just stymied. We scored 3 points, a field goal, and the first 45 minutes of play before that explosion of 19 points in the fourth quarter and the overtime. It's incomprehensible.
Hey, Dan and Andy, if I told you the Bears in this game converted 2 out of 11 times on third down, and they had 10 penalties for over 100 yards, 105 yards. And the opponents, the Packers, had the ball basically for 13 more minutes than Okay. Who would you say won the game?
Oh, no question about it.
The road team.
I mean, this was a gone pecan until the, you know, the, just lightning struck and boom. The next thing you know, we're back in it.
It's happened before. It happened tonight. What's to say it's not going to happen this coming weekend and the following weekend? I'll tell you, there are no words for this. I don't even know how the hell you even try to explain this game.
Nor I.
Yep, 22-16, Bears won it in overtime. We'll go to the phones here. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers, Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Let's go to the city and say hi to Rob. Rob, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, Hampton OB. Hamp, very much thank you for signing my stuff at the Alter Brewing's private party that I attended with you.
Oh, yeah.
It was incredible. You are incredible. And I just got to say, why can't we come up with an updated version of the 46D? I'm watching the game tonight, and there's so many times that it just seemed, why aren't we stacking the box and attacking the bloody ball?
Well, you know what? And you can say what you want, but for most of the night, the defense kept us in it. You know, obviously the big play of the game was Nashawn Wright forcing a fumble at the 2-yard line. If the Packers score a touchdown at that point, I mean, it is, gone.
Way over.
And by the hook of the, you know, crook of the game, he was able to rip the ball out. We got it. And from that point on, everything kind of changed. But back to the 46. The 46 was devised by Buddy Ryan when he wanted to get pressure. And then when we got better players like Wilbur Marshall and Richard Dent and all those guys, then it became almost unstoppable. But those guys had special talents. These guys, they don't have no special talent. And so, unfortunately, we're going to have to watch this defense just kind of try to get in the way. They don't do much stopping, but, you know, like I said, the Packers were up and down the field all night. They controlled the ball for almost 40 minutes of the contest. And, you know, at some point, it's got to come back and bite you. Somehow we were able to get the breaks late in the game, and now, you know, everybody's happy.
Yeah, I know we've been harping on it a lot, and the fact that Montez Sweat is MIA for key critical points in games. I mean, this somebody's got to address this because it's getting to be ridiculous.
It really is. And the bad part about it is Robinson comes in and he has no idea how to play that position. Now, he may be okay on occasion rushing the passer. But when you're playing, you know, in normal defensive sets, you've got to be instantaneous on recognizing whether it's a pass or a run. And he has no comprehension, and he's always out of position. And when, you know, he's the guy that comes in for Sweat. And even, but Sweat, to his credit, kind of is, you know, somewhat of a factor. He's not great, but Robinson, it's a huge liability. And there's no question later in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, they were basically just running it right at Robinson because he has no idea what he's doing.
All right, back to the calls we go to Melrose Park. We'll say hi to Dan. Dan, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, Hampton OB, how's it going?
Giddy.
All right. I just want to talk about, I don't like that play on fourth and one where they did that gimmicky stuff and turned the ball over. All right?
Dan, that's what
I also...
Go ahead.
No, but I also want to say I really trust Ben Johnson, and it really goes to show what a coach can do for a team. We almost got beat by Malik Willis twice. He beat us last year. The Packers are known for just plugging and playing players and succeeding. And I think the Bears are doing that right now.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate the call.
Well, hey, look, and again, you know, did anybody, were we talking about Emmanuel Wilson, you know, hurting us in the pregame? Anybody think Malik Willis was going to be a factor where he comes out and plays a game where he has 148.6 quarterback rating against our defense? Nobody saw that coming. And your point about, you know, the Packer system, they plug and play, and those guys make plays. And Christian Watson, you know, he was a non-practice all week, and yet he comes out, and he's a factor. But I got to tell you, the resilience of the defense, and it goes back to Nashon Wright stripping that ball at the two-yard line. If he doesn't do that, this is a loss, and we're all screaming about everybody. So, you know, those turnovers, we've lived vicariously on the turnovers all year long. And once again tonight, it was a huge factor in the game.
Well, I thought they would take the Packers apart. I truly did. I truly, truly did tonight because of what's been going on here the last few weeks and how we've been winning. And it's a lot of these unbelievable finishes. And I thought the Packers coming in, especially after that last win, and I thought, oh, my God, okay, I think they're going to take the Packers apart. They're going to be ready. They're going to be coached up. The players are going to be fired up. And, boy, it was 180 the other way. It truly was, folks. And how the hell we won this game, I'm still trying to figure it out.
22-16, the final in overtime. The Bears get the win. And more coming up here on Happen. I'll be with you till midnight here tonight. If you're on hold, please stay there. 312-91-7200.
Hey, tight, folks.
Hey, a huge thanks to Jake Melnick for the great food spread tonight. We watched the big game here. Melnick's your downtown sports bar destination, 41 East Superior in Chicago. Great wings. We got to sample some of those. Barbecues, the brisket sliders today. A little nacho bar for us. So we were all very, very well fed during this crazy up and down game. The JakeMelnick's.com for more information. It's game on. At Jake's. Quick timeout here. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. This is defensive player of the game, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. That guy's everywhere. Nashon Wright, again, coming through with a forced fumble. And I'm looking at this tweet that we saw from NFL researcher that says NFL players with multiple interceptions, forced fumbles, and fumble recoveries this season. Nashon Wright, 5 interceptions, 3 fumble recoveries, 2 forced fumbles. First Bears player to do this in a season since Peanut Tillman back in 2012. It's crazy.
I got to tell you, I mean, who would have thunk Nashon Wright would be the MVP of the defense as we head down the stretch here? And, you know, and Tremaine Edmonds came back, but he didn't. He was not good tonight.
No.
He was not a factor. Edwards, you know, he's been back a couple of weeks.
Yep.
But, I mean, they still have a long way to go if we want to actually amount to anything, you know, in the playoffs. We've got to get better. But, my God, our offense scores 3 points in 45 minutes. That's horrendous. Just horrendous.
22-16, Bears pull one out in overtime against the Green Bay Packers out at Soldier Field. 22-16, and once again, the final, 312-981-7200. Mitchell out in Des Plaines has been waiting a while. Mitch, thanks for your patience. We appreciate your up with Happen OB. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Yes, hey, hello. Dan, you remember when you beat the Green Bay Packers in 1980 and Vince Evans was the quarterback? It was 61-7. Do you want to talk about that game? 61-7, Dan. Don't even be the coward and basically walk away from this. All right. Listen, this game was beaten by the Packers. This Caleb Williams has no deep ball. How can you possibly win games and get to the championship and win Super Bowls if you have no deep ball?
Sorry about that. Lost you there, buddy.
Well, and you know what? It's one of those things. You know, OB is always beating the table saying, hey, listen, you know, we've got to be able to strike down the field to back off the defense because, you know, hey, our running game's good, but when they got 9 in the box, I mean, Earl Campbell can't make a first down. So at some point, you would hope. And, you know, OB, you have really sang the praises of the offensive line all season long, but tonight was maybe one of their worst outings. Think about this, folks. The Packers, they take us to overtime because, you know, partly because of our ineptitude on offense, but they were playing without Micah Parsons, maybe one of the best 2 or 3 defensive players in the game, without their quarterback, without their starting running back the whole second half, without their starting offensive tackle, their free safety. I mean, 6 or 7 of their starters were out. And yet they brought us to the wire. somehow, some way, we've got to get better on both sides of the ball.
Was out.
Yeah. You can say what you want, you know, and Malik Willis comes out and you can't fault him. I mean, he didn't throw a pick. He made three or four big throws. He had a quarterback rating of 142.8. You know, how did this happen? You know, again, you know, divine intervention.
Scratching our heads still, but
that's got to be the only answer, Dan. You got to be able to believe. You know what I mean? What went on is one thing after another, and last, my God, 2 minutes of this game, it was insanity. I don't know. I'm sure this has happened before, but I don't know when.
All right, back to the phone lines we go to Rock Falls. Let's add a Bob. Bob, you're up with half an OB. Go ahead.
Hey, great show, Dan and OB. An unbelievable game, but you know, a lot of people say the Bears are lucky. Well, my mentor, Mike Dicka, always said, luck is the residue of hard work.
Well, there's a lot to that. Now, just think about all the good things that happened there in the fourth quarter. You know, there was a lot of good stuff. And you got to say, well, what can we do that in the first, second, third quarter? And again, we talked about the opening drive being just a masterpiece, and then we pull this junior high play, and everything kind of blows up, and the offense goes into a shell for the next 40 minutes. It's ridiculous.
Wait the last 2 minutes to try to pull it out.
Unbelievable. Yeah. But I will tell you this. These type of games – They'll embolden the Bears. And again, I don't want, certainly they can't think that they can just play dead for three quarters and then find a way to win at the end. But all this kind of comes to a focal point when you're playing an opponent, much like we're going to play this week. The 49ers, wonderfully well-coached football team. Talk about a guy that could be coach of the year.
Kyle Shanahan.
He lost two of the best top 10 defensive players in the entire league in Bosa and
Warren.
Fred Warner. And then off and on all year, the quarterback has been in and out. Mac Jones had to take over and play a lot. So I got to tell you, this, and without Debo Samuel and Ayuk, they're two wideouts that put the fear of God in people.
And McCaffrey's been in and out too.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we're gonna need a little bit more of this intervention probably before it's over.
Sometimes there are no answers, and this is the kind of a season. I mean, the way we've been playing. The first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, and most of the fourth quarter, and you play a couple minutes and you win a game, and I don't know, I can't come up with anything, and Dan, you can, Andy, and maybe you listeners, maybe you can figure it out, but I sure as hell can't, and the only thing I can come up with is there's the football gods are on our side because how do you get breaks like this? Week after week after week. It's unbelievable.
And you know what? Jalen Johnson was a part of the defense early in the game, but then I didn't see him the second half.
Nope.
Duvernay, the kick returner, who was doing some things on offense, he was basically no-show. Blackwell was returning the kicks. So we had some injuries. Nobody really mentioned it, but you know, this next man up thing is really working.
Yeah, and Blackwell is the one that recovered the onside kick as well. So he's had a couple of those plays in games. He was one that blocked the field goal in Vegas as well. So special teams not going unnoticed here today.
I hate to say nobodies, but these guys you don't even expect to be a factor, they make some of the biggest plays.
All right, let's head out to Aurora and say hi to Orlando. You're up with Happen OB. Go ahead, Orlando.
What's up, guys? How's it going? This was an ugly win. 11-4, bear down. You know what I'm saying? We got our revenge in Lambeau Field. We didn't pull it off. But today in Chicago, we pull it off. Bear down. Look out for us. Playoffs. Here we come. Right. We've been waiting for this. Ben Johnson, coaching is everything, and it's been proven. And it's right now happening live, dude. You just seen it right now. Let's go. bear down.
Thank you, Orlando. Amen. Appreciate it.
Amen. Amen, Orlando. And I'll tell you this. I was getting texts from a bunch of my friends saying, the Bears are who we thought they were. Up until the middle of the fourth quarter, then all of a sudden they dried up. Nobody was saying that. They were too busy watching what was happening.
Yeah, so 22-16, once again, is the final. And, again, somehow, some way, I don't know how many times I've said that this year, somehow, some way, the Bears come away with a victory here today, 22-16.
And I've never seen a year like this.
It's crazy. It's crazy to think.
Yeah, I lived here my whole life. I have never, ever have I ever seen a year from week to week and see the victories and how we're winning in my life. Never seen anything, period.
The only one that comes close to, in my mind, is 2001 when they had those back-to-back games with Mike Brown picking off a pass and running in for a touchdown to end games. And
that's the closest thing I can. But this is
week after week.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. That's the closest thing. It's not the thing.
We've had 11 victories. Six of those are come from behind in the fourth quarter
or later, yeah.
And normally that's when it's lights out for this, you know, organization. They are in no position to put up a fight, and yet we've come back and won six games of the 11 in the fourth quarter. Amazing.
And it's strange too, because, you know, we talked about this offense being nothing in the first half, nothing in the third quarter, and then kind of when it goes unscripted, but yet there's a little bit of a fence around it. You know, it's not like completely unscripted. When Caleb is allowed to move around in the pocket a little bit, he seems much more comfortable. And I don't know if that's part of the whole, you know, the script at the beginning, because I know they script for probably, 10, 15 plays to start the game.
Well, yeah, all right. You know, but
I'm just curious. I have no knowledge or answer for that, to be honest with you. But I'd throw it out there.
Well, listen, in my opinion, when it comes the Bears, they just, it's working for them. Whatever that is, the football gods, however, and I'm truly starting to believe that. There's something going on here with the Chicago Bears that, and today really put the cherry on the top of it. I mean, my God, we won this game today. And how in God's name did we win it? Unbelievable. Things happening one after the other in about a 2-minute stretch. And that goes from week to week to week. I don't know, but you know what? I predicted the Bears would win this game, but I thought they'd really stomp Green Bay, but they won. So,
all right, 22-16, the final. Bears get it in overtime over the Packers out at Soldier Field today on this Saturday Night Lights edition of football in Chicago. 22-16, the final. Another 30 minutes to go with you. We'll be with you till the top of the hour at midnight, 312-981-7200. If you're on hold, please stay there. We'll get to you right after the news, which is coming up here in just a moment. Hampton OB,
hang in there.
Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams giving some high praise to his coaches, his coaching staff. Hampton OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
He better.
Yep. Time now for Who Brought It Today, which is sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, the card to bring through it all. We're going to mention his name because, I mean, who knows? I mean, with the reps that have been going on and the injuries, if we'll mention his name again, but Jahdae Walker, the rookie who made his debut, basically, caught his first ball and then caught his first touchdown on a 6-yard strike from Caleb Williams off his back foot late in the game with basically 20 seconds to go on a 4th and 4.
4th and 4 from the 6. And that's the play we come up with, OB. Throwing it to a kid that has never caught a ball like that. He caught a ball earlier in the game. But I'm just saying.
I'm telling you.
Talking about guts and the throw Caleb made was magnificent. I mean, you can say what you want about some of the other ones. But, man, when it was money time, he had it. And all the different things that happened. 4th and 4, folks, with 20 seconds left in the game. I mean, most people melt. Man, I'm telling you, these guys, they stood up and made it happen. Amazing.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 312-981-7200. Let's go down to Tampa, Florida, and say hi to Tom. Tom, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
What's up, fellas? First off, I want to wish Danny, Ed, and Andy a happy new year, Merry Christmas, good health in 2026.
Thank you.
Right back at you.
Right back at you.
Let's keep riding this wave. like Ed said, the football gods, they're with us.
There's no question about it.
Santos tonight, kicking them three field goals in the wind. That was big. Go Bears, go Bears, go Bears.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weather down there.
Yeah, you know, we haven't even mentioned Cairo Santos. Remember, he missed one last week, you know, at the south end zone, and everybody's going, what was that? What was that? And then in worse conditions, he comes out and nails those against the wind. It's crazy.
Yeah, that one, he played the wind perfectly.
He did.
I mean, it was just thing. It just sailed right through. It was perfect.
Divine intervention.
All right, let's go.
And just think about this. And again, and you may say that OB and I are being a little hard on the defense, so they only gave up 16 points. We never made them punt. Now, I don't think I've ever been a part of a high school, college, pros, where we didn't make the opposition punt. That's how crazy this game played out. And they had their way with us, and it was just some of their ineptitude that kept the score as low as it was.
Yep, some fumbles, especially the fourth down fumble with Malik Willis, who could not handle the ball.
Willis, and then, of course, Josh Jacobs fumbled. And then, you know, they went for it on fourth and short early in the game. We were able to get a stop. The way this thing played out was just crazy.
Danny, Andy, there's three or four stats here that are – there's absolutely – if you gave these stats to, I don't care, the greatest odds maker in the world, and he would say the Packers won.
In a walk.
It's unbelievable.
We never made a punt.
And the penalties.
How can you not – never made a punt, which Dan brought up. Never made a punt in four quarters. That's almost next to impossible. Then you only convert 2 out of 11 times on third down, and you have 10 penalties for 105 yards, and the opponents have basically, they had the ball 13 more minutes to you than you, and you win. And that's why, I mean, I don't know where to go with it. I really don't.
22-16, the final, Bears in overtime. I think our caller Debbie in Wisconsin may have an idea of what's going on here. Debbie, go ahead. You're up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Anybody give any thought to, like, is Pope Leo a Bears fan?
He certainly is. The Pope.
Oh, there you go.
Pope Leo.
There's your divine intervention.
Yeah, we forgot about him. He was over at the... over watching the game, you know.
I tell you, there's something going on. I don't. There's something going on above us all, and I'm sticking by my statement because you can't go from week to week with these unbelievable. I mean, Hollywood couldn't even come up with a production like this.
Debbie, thanks for the input. Appreciate it. Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah, if Spielberg came out with a movie, we'd all say it's fake.
All right, let's head back out.
Thanks, Debbie.
Let's go back out to the phones here. Let's go to Montana and say hi to Fred. Fred, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. I'm in Montana now, but I'm from California originally. Okay. I have called this show before, but not that it matters. But I just want to say I heard a lot of fans calling and complaining about stuff, and I was like, this is the best team since, like, 06. Like, that Nagy team, I didn't like, and they kind of got where they deserve with that double doink. But this team is legit. This is the best team since 06. Enjoy the ride. However they win, let's go. Bear down.
All right, Fred, thanks.
And, I mean, you can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Hey, and it's one of these deals, just sit back and watch.
Yeah, I mean.
And again, folks, I was mad. I was mad up until late in the game because we had played so poorly. And you know, and so many things we were going to have to beat the drum and you know, wear everybody's ears out about this and that. And yet we find a way to win. It's just incomprehensible.
But the thing about it is, look, you know, they did win the game 22-16. But there are obviously some things that are still of importance that need to get cleaned up because I shouldn't say this because I don't know this for a fact anymore. I don't know if you'll be able to pull this off in the playoffs. I mean, I don't know if you'll be able to do this kind of thing in the playoffs, but then again, I didn't think they'd be able to do it tonight.
Well, you know,
I'm talking about the defensive line mainly.
Well, but, you know, OB makes a big deal out about, you know, the fact all the opponents we played have a combined winning percentage that's below 40%.
I didn't come up with that.
No.
That's
I'm just saying.
Official statistics.
But now we have beaten a winning team for the second time. the Eagles,
yep.
And now the Green Bay Packers. By hook or crook, the score is what it is. So, you know, at some point, do we start, you know, buying in and believing? You know, I got to tell you, pulling this one out, we'll be talking about this one for a long time.
Yep. Well, I'll stand by my – I predicted the Bears would win this game, but I thought it would be basically – and as funny as this is going to say, I thought it was going to be a blowout. I thought we were going to come out firing with just that ball, firing it down the field, our defense just going crazy and just really stomping the hell out of the Packers. Didn't happen. We won, but not the way I thought we'd win.
And the Steelers are 8-6 too. Went over the Steelers. That's a team with a winning record as well. Yeah. Let's just quickly, before we have to get to our next break, let's go through the playoff scenarios as they stand right now. In the NFC, the Seahawks are the number one seed. They've clinched a playoff spot. They have not clinched that number one seed. The Bears are second and have a 94% probability for the playoffs. They can clinch with a Steelers win tomorrow against the Detroit Lions. Eagles have clinched the spot. They have not clinched the seed. They're number three right now. The Buccaneers are four. The Rams have also clinched the spot, not the spot, but a spot. They're fifth right now. 49ers, number six, and the Packers stay at number seven in the NFC. So there's still a lot to be determined here. Four playoff spots that are still up for grabs. A couple can be determined tomorrow.
And that Seattle victory was fueled by one of the most bizarre 2-point conversions I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They said the ball was a backwards pass. It hit a helmet. It caroms into the end zone. And one of the players for Seattle picks it up. They award them 2 points. Seattle comes from behind, 16 points down, and beats the Rams.
Beats the Rams.
Unbelievable.
Craziness all over the NFL. 22-16, Bears win this one in overtime over the Green Bay Packers. We'll take a timeout. Happen to be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams leads the Bears to a 22-16 overtime win over the Packers.
Caleb, you're supposed to do that every play, every series of down. That's how you play this game. Not one play out of 65.
Happen to be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. It's an enigma. It's an enigma wrapped in a conundrum is what's going on here with this Bears team. But you know what? Wins are wins, and they're now 11-4.
We'll take it.
And
yeah.
It's firmly in first place in the NFC North.
Yeah, unreal.
All right, we're here with you till midnight. Let's try to sneak in as many calls as we can. Let's go out to Frankfurt and say hi to Meg. Meg, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead.
So it's not an enigma. I have a theory to counter the Pope idea. I think it's pretty obvious. We have a patron saint that we never had before. It's Virginia McCaskey looking out for us.
As good as answer as anybody.
Yeah, who are we to say no, right?
I'm not saying
I'm not either. I'm not going on that.
Meg, there's really something. Seriously, there's really something. It's very strange going on with the Bears. Very, very strange. They were totally outplayed for 58 minutes. Totally outplayed, outcoached, and they won the game. And you can go back the week before. And a week before, and a week before. I mean, it's been unbelievable. So who's to say the football gods? I think they're carrying the Bears. They're part of it. They're the divine intervention, as far as I can see.
All right, Meg, thanks so much. Appreciate the call. All right, happy holidays to you and yours. 22-16, Bears get the win, improbably in overtime. Let's go out to Hammond, Indiana, and say hi to John. John, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Like your show. Meg got me. I was calling to tell you it was Virginia McCaskey also. So instead, I'll tell you, Dan, thank you very much, because I've got the only Donna Summer concert ticket signed by Dan Hampton. I couldn't see the show because you sat right in front of me, but you were very nice to sign my ticket stuff.
Yeah, my wife said, we're going to Donna Summer. I said, okay, let's go.
Thanks, guys. Good show.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Johnny.
You know,
Merry Christmas.
That is a collector's item.
You know, I, again, and when you know, think about this in a psychological manner, you know, and Caleb comes out and he speaks in a matter of fact manner where he's like, oh, well, we practice this. We do this in practice. It was almost the same type, identical situation, yada, yada, yada. I mean, if indeed, you know, that's true, that's spooky.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, you know, everything changes. What you think, you know, going into a game, a lot of times it just, everything changes in a blink. And for them to be able to make the plays there at the end of the game, and the onside kick.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
That never happens.
Never. And like I said, it's less than 10%. I think it was 7% success ratio last week. So, I mean, it's gone up now. It's eight or something now.
There's something going on here. There's something that you can't keep winning. You can't be playing as bad as we've been playing for the majority of a game in the last minute or two, and time with no time left on the clock, and you're pulling out wins. There's something really the word that's magical, however you want to term it. But I'll tell you what, it's happening, and I wouldn't sell them short for next week and the following week.
It's interesting too. Earlier in the year, you know, we almost forget that they started the season 0-2. And, you know, Ben Johnson, even after the first couple of wins, was really not satisfied with the way that the team was practicing. And I think it was week 4 or maybe even week 5 that he called out the practice habits and said, we are not practicing at a championship type of level. And if there's something to this whole thing, you know, Caleb talking about practice, that just kind of jogged my memory to remember that, you know, Johnson was not happy with the way they were practicing.
We pointed that out on this show.
Yeah, absolutely. And he corroborated.
They're doing nothing.
Yeah. It's just kind of one of those things where you start to remember some of the things early in the season that were mentioned, and he's actually followed through and tried to change that. It's refreshing.
Well, and it goes back to last January when he was hired. We all were optimistic, but did we all expect?
No.
Did you expect OB to be in position to win the NFC North with 2 weeks to go? I certainly didn't. I just wanted us to be competitive. And I was very optimistic. Mm-hmm. And I wrote down, and I've got a piece of paper where I wrote down 12-5 on May 14th when the schedule came out. Now, I didn't have all the games just right. I thought we'd lose at Philly. But all that being said, yeah, that's what I was hoping for. But did we really, really think that this would all kind of come to fruition? Man, it's spooky. It really is.
As bad as the offense was today, you couldn't get past today. Forget about the games prior and the next two games coming. Defense, we stunk it up.
Yep.
We stunk it up, folks, and we won a game against the dreaded Green Bay Packers. We won a game, and we played terrible on both sides of the ball. Unbelievable.
By the way, back to Booker knocking
Austin Booker.
Jordan Love out. And again, obviously, those things, I mean, it's a bam-bam situation, and, you know, everybody's going to say, well, you can't do that and all that, and you got to pull up and all that. But I got to tell you, how much will that affect the Packers' season, that one play?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't really give a darn about what – you know, their future holes. But, man, you know, nobody saw Malik Willis coming in and lighting it up like he did with 142.8 quarterback rating. But all that, who's to say Jordan Love, if he was still in the game, things would have been different. I don't know.
How about the Packers? Their number one defensive player and one of the most feared guys in the National Football League. Parsons, their defensive end or pass rusher, whatever you want to call him, he gets hurt last week. He doesn't play. In the first quarter, who goes out? Their top offensive player, their number one, their quarterback. They lose the top guy on defense, the top guy on offense, and they're playing in our ballpark. And they took us basically down to the last second of overtime to win. Unbelievable.
Win's a win, 22-16, Bears in overtime. As we get ready to wrap things up here on Hamp and OB and get you ready for next week. It's another night game, but it's a Sunday night game this time. And the Bears will be in Santa Clara to take on the San Francisco 49ers. So it's a little different. We're going to be on the air a little bit earlier than normal for our pregame show, but we're going to expand things. We're going to go an hour and a half. We're going to start at 4 o'clock next Sunday. Take you till 5:30. We have Blackhawks at that point, and then we'll come back on the air with you after that game at 10:30, right around the same time we did tonight, 10:30 until midnight. And we hope again to be talking about another Bears improbable, maybe more probable win against the 49ers. It's going to be tough.
Well, year in and year out, Kyle Shanahan is one of the top two or three coaches in all of football. It will be interesting to see how we match up.
Yep.
And again, the 49ers, they're missing maybe their four best players from a year ago. And, you know, maybe it's luck we're catching them at this point in time in the season. It's going to be one well of a game.
You can't make this stuff up. It's unreal. Again, just quickly again, top offensive player for the Packers, their quarterback out, and their top defensive pass rusher out for this game today. One on offense, one on defense. You got to be kidding me.
All right, big thanks to our fellows behind the glass, Sammy and Jack. Also to our engineers, Krista, Brett, and Adam. Again, we have we'll be with you next Sunday. Again, 4 o'clock until 5:30 for our pregame show, and then we'll come on the game after the game ends at 10:30 and take you till midnight. Again, that's next Sunday night when the Bears take on the San Francisco 49ers.
One thing's for certain, nobody's going to miss this one.
No, they are not.
Man, it's going to be must-see television.
Hamp and OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hey, football fans, he's back. Longtime sponsor, nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich.
Vuk!
For all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk at jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side.